We tend to refer to pretty much everything from Ashland through Medford to Grants Pass as the Rogue Valley, but that's not technically correct. The stream that connects the population centers in Jackson County, the one that Pacific Highway and Interstate 5 parallels, is actually Bear Creek, a tributary of the Rogue that joins the river north of Central Point. Bear Creek has been a bit of a problem stream over the years, still out of compliance with some water quality standards. The Stream Smart program is designed to give the creek a boost toward cleanliness and other measures of good health. Greg Staback is the Natural Resources Program Manager at RVCOG, the Rogue Valley Council of Governments, and our guest in the studio. Thanks for joining us, Greg.
Oh, thanks for having me.
For people who don't know Bear Creek and a bit of its history, it is a stream with some troubles. Tell us about what's been going on the past few decades anyway.
Bear Creek, unfortunately, was considered pretty poor water quality. It had the distinction of under the program, there's a program called Total Maximum Daily Load.
Under TMDLs.
Under the Clean Water Act, it actually had the distinction of being the second completed TMDL in the state following the Tualatin River in Portland. So it's had a long history of poor water quality. It gets a lot of pressure from, you know, it's one of the, you know, the highest urban center in southern Oregon. There's a lot of different land uses, water uses, so a lot of potential contributors, you know, from, you know, leaking septic systems, illegal dumping, urban runoff, potential from agricultural inputs. So there's a lot of pressures on the stream. So there, it was listed early for, I think, temperature, bacteria, nutrients, phosphorus, and then it continues to have issues with both temperature and bacteria primarily. And there have been efforts for a long time to improve conditions. And the good news is that Bear Creek has been consistently improving, and it actually, there's the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality has a water quality index where they look at water quality over time, and for about a 10-year period, Bear Creek was the most improved water body in the state, and it went from the very, very poor category to the poor category. So again, it's the trend, the water quality is increasing, it's just got a long way to go.
So why is it so hard to get those last few steps to get the temperature down, get the bacteria out, things like that?
From my perspective, you know, again, the pressure on the creek is, you know, being the big urban center, there's not a lot of room for, you know, restoration projects in terms of planting in a lot of areas. You know, in a lot of areas, one of the things that causes high temperature is, you know, lack of shade, riparian conditions. So one of the things that the partners that are under the Stream Smart program are working on is getting trees back. There's a lot of water use. There's 110 miles of canal that moves water all over the system, and a lot of the canals are only partially piped. They're typically not vegetated, so you get water heated, you get water, you know, used all over. And, you know, if we find, say, there's a problem in Creek A and there's a lot of irrigation return flow, that could be a contributing factor. You don't have any idea of where it came from, where it was used, because it, you know, the system starts in Ashland and essentially returns in Central Point. So it's really hard to find a smoking gun. And then you have, you know,
this is the definition, really, of non-point source pollution. There's no one place to go to say, aha, this is our problem.
Right.
All right. So how long has the Stream Smart program been around?
It was started in 2011 as an official program. There's a lot of partners, cities, counties, Soil and Water Conservation District, DEQ, so agencies. A lot of us were working together to try to improve water quality, and then an effort to really improve marketing, awareness, you know, and also develop a program focused on some things that people can do at home. The Stream Smart program was kind of put into, the Stream Smart program was initiated.
We're talking to Greg Staback, who is the Natural Resources Program Manager at RVCOG, the Rogue Valley Council of Governments, about the Stream Smart program, which is designed to help Bear Creek, Rogue Valley's long-suffering main line from Ashland to Medford and beyond, all the way into the Rogue River, which has some problems, as you've heard, with temperature and bacteria and some other issues as well. You can join the conversation. Talk about things you'd like to see to improve Bear Creek or things you're willing to do to improve Bear Creek. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone, or send your emails to wjx@jeffnet.org. Well, so I was going to ask you what the basic thrust of the program is. The basic thrust is to get the creek cleaned up, but I mean, what are some of the major components of it?
And it's not just Bear Creek. It's also all the suggestions and measures that we talk about is, you know, applicable to the entire Rogue Basin. The program started in Bear Creek and then expanded to the Rogue Basin. So we have an informational website. It's designed to be hopefully a place to direct people for information on a few different subject areas. We have a pledge program to try to effect some behavior change. We have programs that we're essentially in charge of or running. And again, when I say we or us, it's a collaborative of people. You know, we're a partner in it. We're not the owner. We're not the only ones involved. There's information on the website who all those partners are. But we have an Adopt a River program. We run events like the Bear Creek Fall Festival. We handle the Bear Creek cleanups. There's other cleanups as well. The Salmon Watch program. I mentioned our website, Facebook. We participate in events, but again, it's built on the pledges and the programs, and then also directing people to the website.
Well, I was going to ask you about the pledge program, and this comes with a bit of a story first, though, that I can remember people who said, when I said, well, I want to change my oil in my car, what do I do with the oil? I said, oh, just park it over a storm drain in a parking lot someplace. Fortunately, I don't think too many people do that anymore, but where do the storm drains generally go?
The storm drains generally go to the nearest creek. So we also always like to emphasize, you know, connections because, you know, if it, say, you know, goes from a smaller creek to Bear Creek, Bear Creek goes into the Rogue River, Rogue River goes into the ocean. You know, and talking to people, you know, most people are aware that Bear Creek isn't a great water quality stream and kind of have a love-hate, I guess, relationship with it in terms of how they view the water quality. But everybody, you know, loves the Rogue, swimming, fishing, rafting, and, you know, some people don't really connect that, you know, if I dump something in the storm drain and say, you know, in Ashland here at the university, that it could end up in the ocean.
Well, that is, so it's a long way of traveling. So the pledge program then is to change behaviors. You're getting people to pledge that they will do things differently?
Yeah, the pledge program is, you know, getting people to just think more about, you know, how their actions could impact water quality. So we have, you know, like picking up after your pet. You know, again, we do still see people who, you know, throw dog poop in, you know, the ditches in front of their house and the storm drains.
I remember that was an issue in Ashland a couple of years ago. People throwing their dog poop into the irrigation ditch would then come back into Ashland Creek, which then goes to Bear Creek and so on.
Correct. Yeah. And that has been in some areas a problem. So just getting to think about your actions, how they help or how they can help. I mean, you know, and that's just one simple thing you can do.
All right. So a couple different options then for people. And so do they, if they want to go beyond just pledging to change behaviors around the house, I mean, if they want to take part on some other broader base, want to actually do something actively to help the stream, what would maybe be the first step?
Well, one of the things to do is to, you know, certainly get involved. There's plenty of opportunity for volunteer events. You know, I mentioned the Bear Creek cleanup. There are volunteer planting events, so certainly there's an opportunity to get involved with local groups. There's also a lot of local expertise and opportunity to, you know, to do projects depending if you live along a stream and are really interested. You can get help from, you know, us, the Watershed Council, Soil and Water Conservation District. There's opportunities to really do, you know, restoration work, tree planting, even work along the creek. So, I mean, there's definitely, you know, simple things you can do. Volunteer, certainly encourage people to learn more. Again, part of the goal of the Stream Smart program. And then if you want to keep going, there's certainly opportunities to do more, connect with local resources and experts.
Not surprising when you talk about a waterway that a lot of people are familiar with, you get a few phone calls, such is the case right now. We're talking about Bear Creek with Greg Staback, the Natural Resources Program Manager at the Rogue Valley Council of Governments, about the Stream Smart program. Let's go first to Heidi in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. I walk along Larson Creek almost every day. In the winter, the creek is beautifully and clean. You can see every rock in the bottom. In the summer, as soon as irrigation starts, it's filthy. You cannot see anything, not even fish or anything. It's just brown, awful-looking water. And I suspect it is irrigation runoff. And as long as all these pipes are going into these little creeks and from there into Bear Creek, it's going to be very difficult to clean it up.
All right. Let's get a response for that. Thanks for the call, Heidi. So irrigation water or something else anyway, fouling up Larson Creek in southeast Medford. What do you – you probably have some knowledge of this.
Yeah. I mean that is not something uncommon we see. And as I mentioned earlier in the segment, there are issues with, you know, water being moved around, water put on fields. You know, the good news is that both the irrigation districts and the cities, because I heard her mention pipes for stormwater, do have programs where they're, you know, putting in – you know, treatment methods prior to discharge to the creek, you know, and again, kicking back to Stream Smart, people could do different things at home. Your rooftop runoff typically will go into the stream, so you can do something like a rain garden. So you're basically, it's a sort of a kind of a function similar to a wetland. So in terms of, you know, you get, you know, uptake by plants, you get filtering into the ground. So there are ways to clean water before it goes in. So there's a Clean Water Act program to manage urban runoff. So all the communities are working on that. That's tied into the Stream Smart program. The irrigation districts are also under the TMDL program. So they are actually have changed practices and are working on some of that issue. It's just, again, it's a huge issue to undertake because, again, 110 miles of canals, three irrigation districts. They don't really control the use on the property. So again, you know, in our programs, you know, Department of Agriculture is involved, DEQ, again, watershed councils. So,
all kinds of agencies, all kinds
yeah,
of
yeah, so because we know it's a problem, we're working on it, things are getting better, it's just definitely going to take some time.
The rain garden effect you talked about, though, that sounds like similar to like what goes on out at Arcata Marsh and the settling ponds that were used in Ashland for a while at the mouth of Ashland Creek, where essentially if you let water sit on the landscape for a while, it's going to percolate in and the water gets cleaned, a little cleaning anyway, that way from the land itself.
Correct. And it's designed for, you know, in a couple of different ways. You have, you know, using native plants. So that's definitely help in terms of getting, you know, wildlife, birds. The infiltration certainly will help clean the water. And then what you're looking at in terms of urban management and or urban runoff is looking at the smaller storms. So really when you get those smaller rains, you know, when it has a rain for a while, you generally get your biggest amount of pollution going in the stream.
Because all the grease and everything else is settling on the pavement for months.
Right. And so those systems are designed to kind of take care of that. So that really helps, you know, reduce pollution, but also reduce some of the, you know, flooding effects as well. So if you're holding water prior for all just getting into the stream, like from a hard surface.
Makes sense. Okay, let's take another call here from Archie and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Greg Staback from the Rogue Valley Council of Governments.
Hi, I was wondering, does anybody use Roundup in Bear Creek?
In Bear Creek or along Bear Creek, you mean?
Along Bear Creek on the shore, on the banks, anywhere around it.
All right, good question. Let's find out, Archie.
That is a good question. You know, there's a local pesticide stewardship partnership program. They're doing some monitoring. I think they have found in the local waters, they found, you know, at least derivatives of Roundup. I think it's pretty widely applied, especially on residential properties. So there's information, again, on StreamSmart about, you know, suggesting using, you know, alternatives or using, you know, at least manufactured recommended amounts at the very least. In terms of using it to manage, you know, along the greenway or anything else, I don't think so. I mean, I think there may be some herbicide use in spots, but it's usually there's pretty strict regulations. And then there's also a lot of local experts that do things like spot spray or so it's not like somebody just goes out there and just wide applies.
But I did notice, though, that on the StreamSmart site that there is a greater level of responsibility that you emphasize for people who do live next to streams. It's like it's great to have a creek running through your backyard, but it also means that your property is more critical to the riparian zone along that stream.
Correct. And then it's also a little bit more sensitive in terms of management because much higher likelihood of, you know, say if you do choose to use herbicide getting directly into the stream.
So for people who want to go beyond just changing their behavior on their own property, if they want to do something like Adopt a River, how does that program work?
The Adopt a River program, that's under SALVE, which I forgot what
it used to be Stop Oregon Litter and Vandalism, but it's just SALVE now.
Yeah. So that program really, it has Adopt a River. It's open to anyone. You basically apply and to SALVE, and then they approve it, and it requires you to do a couple of creek cleanups a year, and then anything else you want to do for the program. So for our Adopt the River program, StreamSmart adopted Bear Creek, and so under that program, we have the spring and fall cleanups, and then we also have our education events. and programs like our Bear Creek Fall Festival, which is coming up in September, on September 29th, and then also the next Bear Creek cleanup is also on September 29th.
Okay, so that was the next question, was when the next chance for a mass cleanup is. And in September 29th, same day as the Bear Creek Fall Festival. Let's talk about festival first, then cleanup second.
Okay, so the Bear Creek Fall Festival will be at Bear Creek Park in Medford, and it's really designed to be educational events. It'll have hands-on activities for family. There'll be entertainment, and it's really designed to focus on Bear Creek as opposed to, you know, some of the other, you know, the rest of the watershed. It's really emphasizing Bear Creek, what's being done by communities, who is doing what. You know, we'll have the Caterpillar from Pacifica. We'll have a station on macroinvertebrates. There'll be a lot of fun stuff to do. I think some salmon dissection. So it's just, again, just learning more about the creek, what we do, what's out there, getting to meet some people that work along it. Again, some family activities.
And is the cleanup concurrent with that or just before, just after it?
It's mostly before and also concurrent. Part of the reason we combine the events is we were hoping to increase attendance at both events, and we found that to be fairly successful. Cleanups usually run from about 9 to noon, and the festival is going to be 11 to 4. So if you want to come out and help out and do the cleanup and then come to the fair, you can. One of the starting locations for the cleanup is going to be actually essentially at Bear Creek Park. It's going to be over by Dairy Queen, but so you can, you know, people can go to that site and then come over and see the cleanup or the festival. Over and attend the festival.
I think we've already established that there's no one big place where you could essentially put a cork in things to get Bear Creek cleaner. So it sounds like a lot of little efforts because you're dealing with a lot of little sources of issues for Bear Creek.
Correct. You know, we are working on a larger scale. You know, today we've been doing pretty good at again, some of the smaller pieces, some of the stuff that's a little bit lower hanging fruit. But now we're looking at, you know, we've always looked at the system as a whole and are kind of starting to put things together. There was recently a greenway or vegetation management plan that was created for the greenway. So looking at, you know, restoration with recreation, but looking at it as a whole. There's some organizations like the Freshwater Trust, the Rogue River Watershed Council looking at, you know, huge segments of, you know, like the Rogue River Watershed Council is working on Wagner Creek, so they have, you know, a number of landowners, a really long section. So projects like that are going to help. There's a lot of in-stream work, so we're starting to piece bigger projects together, so really getting more of an impact. And then, you know, the stormwater management, that's been going on since about 2005, so that's really making a big difference in terms of, you know, reducing runoff, reducing flooding, reducing inputs from that source.
And it sounds like one of the big ones, though, is that people need to notice. And that's one of the things that it was encouraging about Heidi's phone call. She looks at Larson Creek and says, okay, I know when it's cloudy, when it's not. So that's a big part of it. This is the Stream Smart program we're talking about, which involves several streams in the Rogue Valley. We're talking primarily about Bear Creek with Greg Stayback, who's the Natural Resources Program Manager at the Rogue Valley Council of Governments. Rogue Valley Fall Festival or Bear Creek Fall Festival, Saturday, September 29th at Bear Creek. All right, Greg Stayback, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, thank you.